Mr. KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny and breezy in the mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to the upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 43. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 19. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 33 degrees. Currently, it's 53.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website, newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. South Korea trade officials announcing the government will submit a plan to renegotiate the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement to the nation's National Assembly government body. South Korea's trade minister met with officials from 20 ministries and the government regarding CORUS and the plans to renegotiate the trade agreement. A senior trade official said they hope to submit the plan to lawmakers possibly within the month. Now, submitting a plan would effectively wrap up the domestic procedures needed for opening talks with Washington. However, agriculture in both countries appear concerned to reopening the trade agreement. South Korean farmers and stock breeders have opposed any additional market opening to the U.S., claiming they suffered substantial damage over the last 5 years. South Korea is the third largest importer of U.S. corn, and Korea currently the fifth largest U.S. agricultural export market overall. Well, the Senate tax bill passed over the weekend does not include a deduction that farm co-ops lobbied to keep in the tax reform package. The National Council of Farmer Cooperatives says the domestic production activities deduction, known as the Section 199 deduction, means farmers may end up paying more taxes. Chuck Connor, the NCFC CEO, previously said that the Section 199 allows farmer cooperatives to pass nearly $2 billion nationally directly back to farmers across rural America, and farmers can then deduct their share of the Section 199 benefit on their farm's tax forms. Farmer co-ops support tax reform, but not the elimination of the Section 199 deductions. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular at gmail.com.
Create your own one-of-a-kind ornaments at South Hill Pottery. Classes for elementary students will be held after school starting Tuesday, where they will get to choose and paint 6 ornaments. Sue also invites adults to join her in painting ornaments on weekdays and Saturday mornings. Cost for the class and materials is $10.81. Sign up today at South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. An organizer of Lawrence's old-fashioned Christmas parade is apologizing after a Confederate flag was seen at the event. Photos of Saturday's parade show a horse blanket with a Confederate flag design draped over the horse's saddle. The young woman and older man riding the horse have not been identified. The parade is a private event, but it received about $10,000 from a Lawrence transient gas tax program. Kansas legislators are considering their second big tax increase within a year because of a state Supreme Court order to increase spending on public schools. Lawmakers formally kicked off their work yesterday on a response to the court's order in October that the state's aid to the public schools is inadequate. The justice's ruling came despite a new law that phased in a $293 million increase over 2 years, raising annual spending on public education to $4.3 billion. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages, from the classics to new ideas to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. There's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
An earthquake felt in parts of Kansas last night was actually centered near Perry, Oklahoma. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the quake struck at 1026 last night, about 65 miles north of Oklahoma City. A second quake with a preliminary magnitude of 2.8 struck less than 30 minutes later in the same area. Thousands of earthquakes have struck Oklahoma in recent years, many of them linked to underground injection of wastewater from oil and natural gas production. State regulators have directed several oil and gas producers to close some injection wells and reduce volumes in others. Payless Shoe Source is putting its corporate headquarters in Topeka up for sale. The company is seeking $8.5 million for the headquarters amid rumors that Payless might leave Topeka. Payless emerged from bankruptcy in August. In mid-November, 170 employees were laid off. That came after another 165 employees were laid off in January, and information technology jobs were outsourced. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's a tech tip, Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Lincoln Police and the FBI said at a news conference this morning they believe a body found in an open area of rural Clay County is that of Sidney Loof. Foul play is believed to be involved in the disappearance and death of Loof, who went missing in mid-October. 51-year-old Aubrey Trail and 23-year-old Bailey Boswell, the two people who are believed to be involved, are in custody and being questioned by officials. A farmer from southeast Nebraska has been named the director of the Nebraska Agriculture Department. The office of Governor Ricketts said yesterday that 56-year-old Steve Wellman, who owns and operates a family farm near Syracuse, count of child abuse. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, Analysis and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville will serve as the kickoff location for a series of three meetings in Kansas and Nebraska, coordinated by the Extension Ag Service regarding cow-calf management in limited perennial pasture. Tuesday, December 12th, representatives with Kansas State and the University of Nebraska will address topics including economical forage options for this area, the science and art of cow-calf feeding, and do's and don'ts of cover crop grazing from a livestock perspective. A free meal will be featured with activities beginning next Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the Helvering Center in Marysville. No charge with RSVP due by this Friday. Contact Anastasia Johnson with Marshall County Research and Extension in Marysville. Additional meetings are planned next Wednesday in Blue Hill, Nebraska, and Thursday in Oberlin, Kansas. RSVP of Northeast Kansas will host a Veterans Cafe next Thursday, December 14th. This month's program begins at 9 a.m., honoring veterans with a Christmas theme. Coffee and cookies will be featured. Any and all veterans interested are invited to attend, as well as family or friends. For information, contact the RSVP office in Marysville at 562-2154. This Veterans Cafe is a get-together for veterans to receive information, learn new things, share stories, and spend time together. Again, all veterans, no matter their location or age, are welcome. 9 a.m. Thursday, December 14th at the Marysville American Legion. Commodity distribution is planned Friday, December 15th in Marshall County. Distribution sites in Blue Rapids will be open from 9 to 10. Frankfort, Summerfield, Vermilion, and Waterville, 10 to 11 a.m. Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Home City, Marysville, and Oquito residents pick up commodities at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 9 to noon. This again on Friday, December 15th. Commodities are for all age groups. If you don't have a current application on file, please bring proof of income. Contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging for information at 562-5522. Washington County authorities, November 16th, executed a search warrant at Colonial Acres in Washington and discovered a marijuana grow operation. Vandals recently have used a BB or a small pellet gun to damage at least five windows on the west side of the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. The building is under restoration. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A reward is being offered. An injury accident was reported Monday, November 27, in Washington County on 20th Road, a half mile west of Liberty Road. Nathan Roskilly of Morroville lost control on gravel washboards and struck a utility pole. Roskilly was transported by EMS to Washington County Hospital. James Dworkotty, age 75, of Hebron, formerly of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in a church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday at 1:30 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Dworkotty. Carla Renee Polson, age 65, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, southeast of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family visitation Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Renee Polson.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Chamber of Commerce Retail Committee will host Santa Claus greeting youngsters at his house on the Kester Block Thursday evenings 5 to 7 and Sunday afternoons 1 to 3, December 3rd through Christmas.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in inner spring, hybrid, and memory foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the low pressure system that affected all across the central upper parts of the Midwest yesterday is now moving off towards the east and northeast. And it looks like across much of the central parts of the Midwest, we'll see relatively quiet conditions. It looks like some areas of Nebraska, Iowa, and northern parts of the Midwest could see a little bit of some flurries. But otherwise, across that area, we're going to see dry weather over the next several days, but definitely seeing those cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast,
forecast. Throughout the rest is Tuesday, sunny and breezy, mid-40s. Wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to the upper 20s. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 43. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 19. As into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 33. Thursday night, partly cloudy at 17. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Come to Reflections Hallmark to deck your halls. Find everything you need here. Garlands and wreaths? Got it. Buy one, get one half off the holiday boxed cards and gift wrap? Got it. Hallmark ornaments with all your favorite Disney characters, movies, and family moments? Got it. Holiday decorations galore? Got it. Get into the spirit of the season and get to Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville today.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 72 in 2001. The average low 25, the record low is 8 degrees in 1902. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:27.
One thing we've learned from the jolly elf at the North Pole is this. Making a list can help you accomplish great things. It's all about list making today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 5th. It is the 339th day of the year, and Walt Disney was born on this day. Most high achievers will tell you that a written to-do list is the only way to organize a successful day. If you've never had luck with them, here's a few things you might be doing wrong. Make your list the night before. Save your morning energy for jumping right into those tasks. Give each item a priority, and be prepared to skip lower priority tasks to accomplish more important ones. And once you've mastered the daily to-do list, make a list of long-term goals, say 5 to 10 years. Post them where you can't avoid seeing them, and you'll find yourself steering towards them in your everyday decisions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
The new 2018 Chevys have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickup, the new Chevy Camaro, Chevy Equinox, Chevy Traverse, and Chevy Impala, the new Buick LaCrosse and Buick Enclave for 2018, now at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. In case you missed it over the weekend, Kansas State officials announced on Sunday that the Wildcats have accepted an invitation to play UCLA in the 2017 Cactus Bowl. Following two dramatic wins to close out their regular season in a tie for fourth place in the Big 12 standings, K-State Nation will head to Phoenix on the day after Christmas for the big event. The game, which will be K-State's fourth appearance in the bowl formerly known as the Copper, Insight.com and Buffalo Wild Wings Bowls pits the Big 12 and Pac-12 and will be played at Chase Field at 8 o'clock Central Time with a nationwide TV audience watching on ESPN. Public tickets for K-State fans who would like to attend are available through the K-State Athletics Ticket Office in Bramblage Coliseum. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. when you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
After beating 16th-ranked Baylor on the road, Wichita State moved back to number 6 in the AP Top 25 college basketball poll. Duke remains at the unanimous number 1 for the second straight week, and the top 10 has shuffled with Notre Dame's loss to number 3 Michigan State. The Blue Devils received all 65 first-place votes from a media panel in poll results. Those results released yesterday, Kansas remained at number 2, Michigan State number 3, and Villanova number 4. Notre Dame's 81-63 loss to the Spartans dropped the Fighting Irish 4 places to number 9, with Florida moving up a spot to number 5. So to run it down for you, it looks like this. Number 1, Duke, followed by KU, Michigan State, Villanova, Florida, Wichita State at number 6, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Notre Dame, and Miami at number 10. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville entertains Falls City. Boys and girls games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Tuesday night tip-off, Washington County at Frankfort. Boys and girls games live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming on our mobile app and our website as well. Valley Heights at Blue Valley Randolph. Hanover travels to Axtell. Centralia's at Wetmore. Hiller Odell hosting Dorchester Tuesday, and Southerners host to Johnson County Central.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, cap pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Grow your own holiday decorations using the ancient art of topiary. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. All you need are a couple of small trailing plants, a metal frame, potting mix, and a container with drainage holes. Wreaths are a traditional favorite form, and small-leafed English ivy are the most commonly used plants for indoor topiaries. But wire vine, Asian star jasmine, and other trailing indoor plants will also work. Purchase or make a wire frame into the desired shape. Wreaths, holiday trees, stockings, your imagination, and wire-bending ability are your only limitations. Securely anchor the form into the container. Then plant several small plants with long trailing stems in the pot alongside the form. Wind the vines up and through the form to get the living sculpture started. Grow your topiary in a bright location and water as needed. Continue to train the plants to grow throughout the form and clip stray branches as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
If you venture to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, you may go see the Sioux Locks. Some folks also want the experience of climbing on board one of the big ships that pass through that waterway. And for that, they may come here. the story is this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. Paul Saverin is the curator of the Sioux Historic Sites, which includes the Ship Valley Camp in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. That particular freighter was launched in 1917. It measures about 550 feet by 60 feet. A good-sized ship, but smaller and slower than many that pass by today.
You take a 1,000-footer, there's 13 of them in the Great Lakes. Now, those particular ships can carry up to 60 to 70,000 tons of coal or taconite. They would load up in Duluth and be down over in Detroit in a matter of about 4 or 5 days.
Conversely, the Valley Camp on display here could carry about 50 to 60,000 tons less for a total load of about 10,000 tons. The way those loads are put on and off the ship has changed greatly as well.
She is not a self-unloader, meaning that they had to have Hewlett buckets that were brought inside, and they were on the docks. And that would take about a day to a day and a half to unload 10,000 tons.
Not only do the new ships have more horsepower to move quickly in the water, those loads are getting on and off the ship much faster than the old Valley Camp.
Nowadays, you get the Paul Tregurta that comes into port and unloads with about 60,000 ton with a self-unloader, 10,000 ton per hour. It would take about 6 hours.
Today, the Valley Camp is a great place to experience a piece of Great Lakes shipping history.
She's been moored here for the last 50 years and has had visitors coming in from mid-May to mid-October. 7 days a week, tens of thousands of people come here.
Traveling the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Coming soon to your mailbox, the Census of Agriculture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This is your opportunity to be heard and help shape the future of agriculture as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
This week, America's farmers and ranchers of all sizes will be receiving the Census of Agriculture in their mailboxes. It's taken every 5 years by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. It's important because it provides the only uniform and comprehensive agricultural data for every state and county in the nation. Trade associations, government, extension educators, researchers, and many others rely on Census of Agriculture data when making decisions that shape American agriculture. This includes creating and funding farm programs to boosting services for communities and the industry. Barbara Rader is the Census and Survey Division Director. She says it also gives farmers and ranchers a voice.
Every response to the census provides input for future planning and decision making that impacts agriculture.
It also provides an opportunity for us to collect important data about demographics and the financial well-being of producers. So the census will show us, you know, how many women are farming, how many veterans are farming, how many new and beginning farmers are farming. And because it's done every 5 years, it allows us to measure trends.
Your response to the census is required by law, but the same law requires that all producer information be kept confidential and the data used only for statistical purposes. You can mail in the completed census form or respond to the updated questionnaire online.
Responses will be due to us by the 5th of February, 2018, and the results of the 2017 Census of Agriculture will be available in February of 2019.
Learn more about Ag Census 2017 at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
The sound of good news.
farmers are warned that a new trucking industry regulation could hurt them as well. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Unless something dramatic happens, a new rule will go into effect on December 18th, requiring truckers to have electronic logging devices. Why should farmers and ranchers care? Indiana attorney Linda Cheesham is a volunteer with the ag advocacy group Protect the Harvest.
Shipping costs are going to increase. Estimates range 5% to 15% for no improvement in the quality of the good or the product. Is inflationary and a bad economic decision.
Cheesham says there's more.
It will decrease the amount of shipping available because they will not be able to make a profit by going out into the remote communities. With the short amount of time to December 18th, we're hoping the president will say, we see that we have a problem. We're going to suspend the enforcement until we can get it worked out.
That's the Farm Journal report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new report from CoBank says 2018 could bring an increase in profit margins for grain elevators. The report cites a weak harvest basis, along with low transportation rates and other issues for the prospect of improved profit margins. One CoBank researcher also says a large carryover and other huge crop have created an attractive carry in the futures market, especially wheat, adding that the current market conditions will provide elevators with better returns year over year if they've been able to purchase the grain. U.S. ending stocks for corn and soybeans in 2018 currently estimated to be the largest since 1987 and 2006, but stock-to-use ratios remain manageable. But the supply situation for wheat remains more burdensome, with large stocks expected to continue to weigh on the market in the coming year. The report says that because of the large supplies, localized storage shortages have developed in the Western Corn Belt in places like Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. General Mills sent a contribution of $735,000 to the National Wheat Foundation. These funds are earmarked for the foundation to work on the Soil Health Partnership to advance adoption and implementation of soil health practices. The funds, equally distributed over the next 3 years, will be used to conduct soil health research on wheat farms and educate outreach of more than 125,000 wheat farmers across the northern and southern plains. The contribution brings General Mills' recent financial commitment to nearly $3 million for promoting the expanded adoption of soil health practices. As part of the agreement, General Mills has partnered with the Soil Health Partnership and the National Wheat Foundation to provide on-farm mentorship for farm operators. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Information from Mid-America Ag Network. Still seeing the pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat here in the middle of the day on Tuesday. December Kansas City wheat is down 5 1/4 at 414 and 3/4. March is down 3 1/4 at 430 and 3/4. December corn down 0.25 cent, 339 and 1/4. March corn down 0.25 cent at 3.53 and a quarter. January soybeans up 13 at 10.11 and a half. March beans up 13 at 10.23 and a quarter. Really some strong moves for soybeans here today. December soybean meal up 6.60 at 3.42 even. January bean meal up 6.80 at 3.44.30. Bean oil struggles a bit. December is down 3 at 33.33. January bean oil unchanged now at 33.44. So there is a bit of an issue with soybean oil, but the beans themselves and soybean meal doing very, very well. While corn and Kansas City wheat continue to struggle a bit. And we're seeing some struggles in livestock. December live cattle down 62 at 115.75. February down 147 at 119.70. January feeders down 365 at 146.30. March feeders down 325 at 144.50. And all the later months are lower in both live cattle and feeders. December hogs down 90 at 64.05. February hogs down 150 at 70.17. So things do not look well for hogs either. Taking a look at some other issues, December cotton is up 39 points now at 75.42. March cotton up 13 at 72.71. Crude oil is on the upside. January crude is up 25 at 57.72. February crude oil is currently up 27 at 57.76. Unleaded gas, heating oil are also higher. And gold is still struggling today. December gold is down 12.20 at 12.62.10. So we do have some issues with gold, and all the other metals are down also. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields. Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag. Excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, looking at hog production in China. It's moving north, and I'll talk about that after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Here in North America, we have watched the grain production area steadily move north. Well, as we look to China, they're having a movement to the north as well in pork production, because the largest pig farming companies and new companies coming into the pork market in China are racing to build vast modern hog farmers in the northeastern corn belt, expanding the world's biggest pork market and upending traditional trade flows in meat and grain. At least 8 listed companies have announced or confirmed plans to produce around 17 million hogs annually in the Northeast in coming years. And many more companies, including the country's biggest pig farmer, Guangdong Wen's Foodstuff Group, are building farms in the area, adding to China's annual $1 trillion pork market. Some researchers expect output in the northeast part of China to hit nearly 120 million pigs a year. That's almost double the 69 million head produced in the areas over the past year. And one expert on the Chinese pork production said in the next few years, almost 20% of China's hogs will be transferred to the new territory. That's equivalent to the number slaughtered in the U.S. annually. Temperatures go well below freezing in the winter in China's northeast, but the area is sparsely populated and allows for setting up large farms that would not be possible in more crowded parts of the country. The costs in the northeast are higher because of heating, but we can achieve scale there, according to one pork-producing expert. And he went on to say, we're building 7 farms in the northeast this year. In total, we'll have around 20 farms in the region. Back with a final word after this message.
As an agronomist, I've usually got my head in the dirt. From here, I can see how MicroEssentials fertilizer from the Mosaic Company can boost corn yields an average of 7.2 bushels per acre over traditional fertilizer. I'm seeing amazing root development and great nutrient uptake. These MicroEssentials granules are supplying every plant with the balanced nutrition it needs to reach its full potential. Get your head in the dirt
at MicroEssentials.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
The move north in China will change delivery points for imported grain and will create mega companies that produce everything from animal feed to meat. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
The value of late model four-wheel drive tractors is still soft. The prices have probably reached the bottom. You'll find the best bargains now on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Four-wheel drive tractors aren't a machine that farmers use every day. They're primarily for tillage and maybe to pull a grain cart, so they're generally long-lived. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming Magazine and researches the price trends of machinery. Late model four-wheel drive tractors are selling at bargain basement prices. However, at a recent auction, Mowitz says 10 to 15-year-old tractors were bringing fairly decent prices, about $31,000 to $39,000 each.
So I asked auctioneer what was going on there, and after some pondering, he basically revealed to me that we're beginning to see a strength in the four-wheel drive market. We are seeing equipment sell briskly, but it's mostly 20, 30-year-old equipment that fits in the price range of farmers' pockets these days, considering the fact that commodity prices are so depressed at the current time.
Large late-model equipment has seen a free fall in value over the last 3 years, and Mowitz says prices are currently at what he calls the $3 corn bottom.
The whole market has kind of settled out and reached bottom. You pretty much know right now that anything that's large and late model is going to be bringing about as good a price as you're going to get. I won't hold my breath another year to see if you can get it cheaper.
A late model four-wheel drive tractor bought today will likely hold its value down the road. I'm Jody Henke. Pick up Dave Mowitz's Steel Deals reports on RFD-TV, every issue of Successful Farming Magazine, and also at agriculture.com.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The hog markets have been under considerable pressure in September and October, but there's been some improvement in recent weeks. Steve Meyer, who is with EMI Analytics, offers his take on the improvement.
We had some hogs that was a bit of a surprise, and they got real heavy. And I think it was probably due to the late opening of the Sioux City plant. They said they were going to be open in July. They had hogs ready to come by then. And at some point, those hogs had to get moved on, and they were very heavy, and we had to get behind them. And so we had that real pressure there that kind of had everybody going, oh, my gosh, this is going to be awful. And then we kind of tightened this thing up. And the last six weeks, we've run roughly a half a million hogs lower over that six-week period than what USDA had indicated we would have during this time period in the September Hogs and Pigs Report. So now it looks as though we're keeping a few of those hogs around as weights have gone up. But I'm not terribly concerned about that because we don't hear much talk of a bunch of hogs looking for a home every week.
And Meyer says demand has held up during the fourth quarter.
The cutout holding in here over $80, and, we're almost, 2 weeks away from Christmas. So we're kind of on the good side of this thing. And then we've got to survive the January and February demand doldrums that we normally have. But demand has been the key this fall. We've had excellent, excellent demand, and exports have been as good or better than what we thought they were going to be.
Hog slaughter has been running over 2.5 million head per week. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. You can do that one of two ways. Go online to pork.org or call 1-800-456-PORK. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Linda Lopez. The rapidly moving Thomas wildfire in Southern California grew to almost 45,000 acres overnight. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
The fire is still growing rapidly. It's turned into a giant, says Fire Captain Mark Lorenzen.
Current fire size now is about 45,000 acres, and at least 150 structures are lost.
And strong winds are still pushing flames, making it tough to get much air attack on the fire. We've seen more homes burning. Alex Stone, ABC News, Ventura, California.
Congressman John Conyers, the Dean of the House of Representatives, is retiring.
John Conyers has been under mounting political pressure to step aside as the allegations against him have been piling up from former employees who say he sexually harassed and groped them.
My legacy can't be compromised or diminished in any way by what we're going through now.
Conyers made the announcement on a local
podcast.